Y'all want to read with us? We're going to read some out of the book of Psalms, the 82nd chapter. Going to begin there. We may read another place too. The 82nd chapter of the book of Psalms. Done been said that it's good to be here tonight. It is. We appreciate it. Appreciate the opportunity. It's amazing what the Lord can do. Bruce made mention about could nobody else do it. We sung about it tonight, just about every song. He's the one. He's the one's able. But you know, in all of what the Lord can do, it takes some willing vessels for Him to do it in your life. In your life. It does tonight. If you're not willing, He ain't going to do very much. I probably will. I'll probably read in some other places, but I'm going to start with the 82nd Psalm tonight. You just pray. I don't know altogether what we're going to do, but we'll read what we got. Try our best to leave with you. It's hard to just read. Hard for me. I'm going to probably read the whole chapter, the 82nd chapter, not but 8 verses. It says, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked, Selah? Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Malachi. I'm going to read some out of the 3rd chapter and the 4th chapter, Malachi. Third chapter, the 1st verse. Behold, I will send my messengers, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. 4th chapter, Malachi. Not but 6 verses. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. All the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet. In the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb, for all Israel with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. 2 Peter, the third chapter. Second Peter, third chapter. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. I'm going to drop down, or not to, but I'm going to. You can read a few verses there. I'm going to drop down about the 8th verse. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of things, these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest you also, being led away with error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading some scripture out of Psalms and Malachi and 2 Peter. Know that this is, there's a lot in it, every one of these verses that we've read unto you tonight. And I'll be quite frank with you, I really don't know altogether what we'll leave with you or what we'll be able to leave with you or whether we can even say anything or not tonight, but this is what I have, so you bear with us. For just a minute, we might get ourselves out of the way. I thought about the scripture here, and it makes mention in the 82nd chapter of the book of Psalms, David, he wanted the Lord to judge justly. And he spoke to him. He said, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, and he judgeth among the gods. But he asked the question, he said, how long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? The children of Israel, the people, were in a state that they needed God to intervene because that they had judged unjustly. And the Bible says here that they had accepted that of the wicked. Now I want you to think about that for just a minute. See the need and see where they were. He said, deliver the poor and needy and rid them out of the hand of the wicked. He said, for they know not. Now he ain't talking about the poor and the needy didn't know. He's talking about the wicked did not know. He said, they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. And I have said, you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Because he said, arise, O God, and judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. So they were following something, my friend, that, in other words, didn't make sense and it didn't work. He said, all the foundations of the earth are out of course. In other words, you've took and turned everything just upside down. You've done that. That, my friend, that you should not have done, in that of accepting the wicked and even putting that of the wicked in offices and accepting those things that God would not accept. That's what he is telling them in the days of David. Now the scripture says, and it comes on down. You might say, preacher, none of this scripture goes together. Well, I'm not going to try to put it together. I'm just going to leave it like it is. But I want you to realize tonight, my friend, that the children of Israel never did fare too good when they went away from God. When they chose, my friend, and they chose the wrong thing, my friend, I want you to know that it brought judgment upon them. But, brethren, there was a day coming. There was a day coming unto the children of Israel and to all nations that was a great and a dreadful day. It was a great and a dreadful day. I can't help but to believe, brethren, when Jesus Christ came into this world, brethren, that he found the foundations of the earth, my friend, we're out of course. Brethren, all things, brethren, was being done backwards. That's the only way I know to put it. Just out of course. Out of course. Man was out of course. Brethren, but God was bringing a day, my friend, that was straightened up
not only the earth, but heaven also. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You think about it. Bible says that Malachi, brethren, prophesied, and he said, behold, I will send my messenger. I'm going to send my messenger. He said, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Glory! Brethren, he is bringing them unto the day of Jesus Christ. Yes, he was. Brethren, it was a great day, and it was a dreadful day. Yes, sir. These things, my friend, in this scripture that we need to lay hold of, brethren, this day was going to be a fiery day. Yes, it was. He said, and even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in, behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. He shall come. And when he comes, he's going to sit, my friend, as a refiner. Yes, sir. He's going to be, my friend, like he that refines fire. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Think about it. You say, preacher, I don't know whether all this gets together or not. Well, you think about the day that was coming. The Bible says that I've already read it to you, and I'm going to try to leave all I can with you tonight for just a minute. Brethren, he said, he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. Yes, sir, and gold. Did you know? You know very well, my friend, that you put, when you put the gold back through the fire, brethren, the more it's heated, the more dross it comes off of it. The more pure it gets. Pure. Pure. So he said, I'm going to send my messenger, my friend, before I send him. I'm going to send my messenger. Fourth chapter tells you who that messenger is. Does it not? Brethren, the scripture teaches us, and you might think there's a lot of folks. I don't understand the fact tonight, my friend. I really don't. Had the Jew really believed the word of God of which they had, they would have believed in the messenger and him that was sent after him. Yes, sir. They would have. I'm reading you the same thing. You say, preacher, Malachi was prophesying of another day. I tell you, we get so carnally minded sometimes, brethren, that we can't keep it separated. And I'll tell you, God cleaned up the first heaven and the first earth. My friend, he cleaned them up tonight. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yet, so as by fire. You say, preacher, I ain't going to have that. I'm going to keep reading. I'm going to keep preaching to you. My friend, you say, preacher, that ain't talking about the great day. And he asked the question, who's going to abide the day of his coming? Who's going to abide the day of his coming? He says, when he appeareth, for he shall be like refiner's fire and like fuller's soap, my friend. In other words, he'll cleanse you. Yes, sir. He'll cleanse you. There's people, my friend, today that don't believe the New Testament. I know that. I don't understand it, but I know that. I really don't. Now, I know tonight, you say, preacher, I'm still looking for the Lord to do some things, and I'm still looking, my friend, for this thing to be set on fire. Well, Malachi tells you about the day that shall burn as an oven. The day that shall burn as an oven. Have you ever read the scripture in the New Testament where it said that God was a consuming fire? And He is. He is. Yes, He is. What did John the Baptist say? What did the messenger say? He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Did he not? When he seen the Lamb of God, he said, behold, behold, the Lamb of God, which shall take away the sin of the world. He also said, I indeed baptize with water. But there's one coming, mightier than I, whose shoe latchet I'm not even worthy to unloose. He said, he shall baptize thee with the Holy Ghost and fire tonight. That not right? Preacher, I ain't going through the fire. I beg to differ with you. You will go through the fire. Brother J.O. Jarrett used to say a lot of times, and it just rings over and over and over in my head and in my mind a lot of times. Him and his brother was talking about some scripture. We wasn't at church. I believe we was at a funeral home. And I got there, I wound up behind J.O. and his brother in line. It was a pretty good line, and they had already got started. They had already going on about the Word of God, and I just right behind them, I was just listening. Just listening. I wasn't going to say a whole lot, I just listening. His brother Fred said something, and J.O. said, well, said, it's just a timing thing. Said, they've got the timing off. It's a timing thing, and they've got the timing off. That might not mean anything to you. But brethren, my wheels got to turning. My wheels got to turning. I mean, brethren, scripture started rolling and just going. And I'm just going to be honest with you. There's a lot of things being preached today that there's not anything wrong except their timing's off. Timing's off. Y'all know what it is to drive no vehicles out of time, don't you? Huh? Yeah. Brethren, it don't run smooth. No, sir, it won't run smooth. It don't matter what you do. It ain't going to run smooth. And brethren, it's got to be in time. Those engines, my friend, they put them things in time. You've got to have the right piston at the top. Yes, sir, and you've got to have that cam where it belongs. And brethren, then you can take those gears and you can set them at the right time. You hear me? At the right time. You can't be off. You can't be off. Brethren, you get it off on the gear, it'll always be off. Yes, it will. I know enough, my friend, to get us in trouble sometimes. But brethren, that's exactly what happens. You ever hit a bump, my friend, in the road and you just start scratching your head and say, well, I just can't figure it out. Your timing's off. Think about it. I've preached this for years, and I have. Now, I ain't got the whole gist of everything. I'll be the first one to tell you I don't. But I'll tell you one thing. I've got enough in time, my friend, that I can Cadillac just pretty smooth. Glory! With what I've got, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brethren, I'd hear people talk about things. I'd hear people preach about things. And I'd go back and I'd get to reading and I'd agree with them right up to that point. But these verses after that, and I'd get to reading them other verses and it didn't add up. It just never did add up. You say, preacher, who are you? Nobody. Brethren, but I've got to be satisfied. Brethren, that I'm going to preach you the truth tonight. You know that? You know that? If I know there's something wrong, my friend, with the situation, I'm going to show you it's wrong. If I know it's wrong. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, this, my friend, a lot of folks won't have what I'm leaving with you tonight, but I'm going to leave it with you anyway. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You take the scripture that I read you tonight. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. That's what Malachi said. Brethren, and I want you to realize he is prophesying of a day. Yes, he was. He is prophesying of a day coming. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, there might be a lot of folks, my friend, that just don't jihad with all this. But I'm not too worried about that. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. What did he say? And all the proud, yea, and all the wicked that do wickedly shall be stubble. What happens to stubble? Huh? What happens to stubble? Brethren, it's just like the chaff that's driven away. Brethren, stubble is burned up today. And the day that cometh shall burn them up. There's a day coming. That's what Malachi said. The day's coming. Now before that day come, he said in the third chapter, my messenger's coming. And him that sits just like a refiner, he's coming, my friend. Before that day. Yes, sir. Now, I'm going to be plain with you. I'm not looking for Moses. I'm not looking, thank God, for some great big act to happen out here. No, sir. No, sir. I believe I can prove to you what I'm preaching to you. You hear me? Bible says, my friend, it burns. All right, burn them up. He said, saith the Lord of hosts, he said that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. In other words, he going to consume them. He's going to consume them. Listen, that day, behold, the day cometh. All right, he takes care of the wicked. Listen, he takes care of the wicked. He says, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Do you hear that? And ye shall go forth as calves of the stall, and ye shall tread down, brethren, the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do it. Brethren, he said, saith the Lord of hosts. in the day that I do this. Brethren, the wicked shall be trod down. Listen, the truth, my friend, does away with the wicked if they don't come to the truth. Yes, sir. Remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto you in Horeb, unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgment. He said, behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet. Where was Elijah, by the way? This is years after Elijah done been took away. Gone. But he said, I'm going to send you, brethren, Elijah the prophet. Listen, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Listen, that's what he said. He shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. In other words, he's going to come revealing that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, has he sent Elijah? He sure has. He sure has. Bible says, my friend, that he even asked his disciples about John. Asked them. He said, in other words, who is John? What's John? And he says, them that is born of a woman, he said, there's none no greater than that of John. Yes, sir. Than that of John. He said, and if you'll have it, if you'll have it, this is Elias or Elijah. Yes, sir. Which is for to come. Glory to God. He's sitting, my friend, in that of John the Baptist, my friend. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He says that more than once. That's before the great and dreadful day. Listen. Third chapter says, behold, I'll send my messenger. He shall prepare the way. Yes, sir. And who shall abide the day of his coming? Come on. Go on. Just follow me. That ain't me. That ain't me, my friend, putting things in perspective. Brethren, that's the Word of God. That's what God's Word teaches. Brethren, that's where we're at. That's what happened. The day, the great and dreadful day. I believe that Joel prophesied that it was a great and notable day. Huh? And who shall abide the day of his coming? Micah asked the question. And who shall abide the day of his coming? Brethren, he was going to cut the wicked off. You say, preacher, he come to seek and to save that which was lost. He sure did. And brethren, them that wouldn't have him, my friend, he done away with them. Did not he say over in the days, I think it's Corinthians, some of Paul's writing, he said, when he took that of the branches and he cut them off, and he took that of a wild olive branch, did he not? And he grafted in. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Why would he put a wild olive vine in? Brethren, because they accepted sent him as the Christ. Yes, sir. And the Bible says, because he cut them off, my friend, talking about the Jew. He cut them off, my friend, and he threw the braces in the fire, brother, just like he said he's going to. Because they became the stubble. Listen. And he said, because he showed mercy unto the Jew and they wouldn't have it, he cut them off. He showed mercy unto the Gentile and they accepted it. Yes, sir. And because the Gentile accepted it, he turned right around and gave it to the Jew also. Glory to God. That's how God operated in this thing. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You get on down to the days of Peter. Now, the second chapter of 2 Peter and the book of Jude is just about verbatim, word for word. The second chapter of Peter, 2 Peter, and Jude is just about word for word. Read them. You can go home, read them. Read 2 Peter and turn over and read Jude and see what you find. Yes, sir. The third chapter, my friend, of 2 Peter, he is talking about the coming. Did he not? The coming. You say, preacher, he's talking about another day. Well, let's see if he is. He's talking about the day, the coming of the Lord. He talked about the old world that was and was not. That how God overflowed it. Did he not? And he said, the second brethren was reserved unto fire. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, you're fixing to get in trouble. I'm going to preach you what I got. I'm not going to change. My friend, I've thought a thousand times, my friend, about this scripture. I have. I've thought more than that, probably. You say, preacher, you are just one messed up bird. You know, I might have been for a long time, but I thank God the Lord showed me a thing or two. I'm just going to be plain with you. There's no way under God's heaven, my friend, that he's talking about a literal earth and heaven. No, sir. Brethren, this one burn up. Yes, sir. And the elements melted with fervent heat. You say, preacher, you can't preach that. That's all I got. That's all I got. Elements, my friend, that's what things are made of. Yes, sir. That's what really makes things. And I'm going to be honest with you. My friend, whether you have it or not, it's just talking about the old sanctuary, thank God, and the new one tonight. Glory to God.
Standing on the new world to come.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Are you? I'll remind you what John preached. He preached, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Them in the Old Testament, my friend, didn't know what the kingdom of heaven was. They was a few, and it was a mighty few, that got to see a few things about what was coming. But they couldn't tell you nothing about it. They had to wait. Did they not? Preacher, you just put all this together and come in here and just expect us to believe it. That ain't what I'm preaching. I can tell you, you probably ain't going to believe me, but I can tell you, I just sling on preaching on these things sometimes. But I really want to get to pick when I want to. You know that? I really don't. I don't get to pick when these things come. I'm dead serious with you. I felt like all... Ever since Sunday, I felt like I had the message. Yeah. Didn't worry about it. Just to be honest with you, didn't worry too much about it. Rather than the closer time it got, the Lord got to dealing with me about some of this scripture. Not all of it. He just gave me some of it, and I was satisfied with that. I was in the shower. Yes, sir, in the shower. He said, you're going to have to read. You have to read as soon as you get ready here. Huh? I got some more for you. Huh? You listen. You say, preacher, that's a lot to swallow. I ain't telling you you got to swallow it, but I'll tell you one thing. You ought to consider it. You ought to consider what's been left with you tonight. There's a lot of things, brethren, that people still looking for that ain't nothing but carnal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Carnal.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Carnal.
Yeah.
Now, as we sang the song, I'm living in a new world. Since the Lord saved me, did not Paul say, he said, old things have passed away. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. And Peter said here, he said, Paul wrote these things. He said he wrote about them in his epistles. He said of some things that's hard to be understood. Peter said that. Peter. Folks, but I believe with all my heart that God give Paul what it was. The mystery of God. Yes, sir. You go and read it. Truth of it is, you read the verse that talks about the mystery of God in Paul's reading and writing, and you see what it says. It's got something that goes with it. It does. It's got some truths, and some proofs. My friend, that comes with that of the mystery of God. And they get to talking about the world, the end world, the age. A lot of times it's talking about the age, the end of the age, the end of the time. Brethren, they was a world ended.
Yeah.
Amen. They was. They is a world ended.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Have I got it right? The clap? I ain't even going to say it. I can't hardly say the word. But brethren, there was a change. There was a change. And unto them, my friend, that held to that of the Old Testament and would not believe in the preaching of the Lord Jesus Christ, my friend, it was much confusion. Yes, it was. They couldn't understand it. They couldn't unravel it. Preacher, I don't understand that. Why didn't he just open it up? Well, I'll tell you what he did do. On the day of Pentecost, did not every one of them hear them in their own language?
Amen.
Yes, sir. They did.
And from that, in the days of Acts, my friend, when he sent those over to be in the upper room, and after that day, my friend, they were to go out and preach that of the gospel unto all nations. All of them. Starting at Jerusalem.
Yes, sir.
Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts.
Yes, sir.
Uttermost parts of the world. Preacher, I don't know where you've told me the truth or what. You've messed me up. I'm not messed you up. Read, study. You don't have to agree with me. But don't expect me, my friend, next time to preach it any different. Huh?
Bless the Lord.
Now, I hope you got something out of it. I do. I could go on, and I'm not. There's more. There's more and more in it. But to me, just to be honest with you, these things and these verses and that I've left with you tonight, my friend, they're foundations. They're foundations. To me, they are. There's scripture that's got foundation. And folks, that foundation's already been planted. It has. That foundation is secure. Did you know that? The kingdom of God. How many of you? I'm not going to ask you. But I can't help but ask you. The kingdom of heaven, just what does it mean to you? What does it mean to you? It's what they come preaching. Was it not? Now you go back. You go back and you look at this and you start preaching. I don't know what they had a day that burnt like an oven. Well, we ain't talking natural.
Yeah.
Think about it. Think about it. Brother Malachi, I believe he prophesied the truth.
Yeah.
Don't you? I believe the messenger came. And I believe there's one followed the messenger. Yes, sir. Anybody got anything?